Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening now? I am standing in our position at Brandywell Stadium on a Wednesday afternoon. And why is that? It's because I'm here meeting the new signing for Derry City, Adam Frizzell. And whilst I was here too, I had a conversation with Tiernan Lynch where I put questions to him about the rumours of some transfers possibly coming in. And the possibility too that Moses Dyer had turned down the club, as reported by the42.ie. We'll get to that after we hear from the new Derry City signing, Adam Frizzell.
I got married in the summer there, there was a wee break, so I was just kind of getting that out of the way and seeing where I was at. Spoke to the gaffer while I was over there, and after that I was sort of heart set on coming here. Didn't know a lot about the league, but I've been well and truly filled in, so it just all sounded great and really sold it. So from then on I was just excited to go over here.
I had seen in some of your comments leading up to the transfer that you were looking forward to coming over and challenging for European competition. At this stage of your career, how important is playing in Europe?
Yeah, I got a very small taste of it at Kilmarnock when I was really young. We actually went out in the first round to a Welsh team. But that's what you dream of when you're young. It was a real selling point, going and pushing. And not only that, I don't think I'd be disrespectful in saying that it's probably a step up in general. It's a really tough league now, a lot of good players in it. So it was time for me to come over and challenge myself. And as I say, I'm looking forward to doing that.
Is that the key reason why you came over to play in Ireland for that opportunity?
Definitely. As I say, I'm coming into what everyone would say is your prime years now. I had some injuries when I was young, and I've managed to stay injury-free, touch with Airdrie, for 4 years now. Played pretty much every game, so it was time. It was time for me to come, as I say, make the step up, and I'm looking forward to seeing how I fare out.
This is obviously a big time in your life because you also got married recently as well. Is your wife looking forward to coming over and living in Ireland too?
Yes, we're on the hunt just now to look for a property. That was sort of this week, come in, get a bit of hard work done, but back, build my fitness up again, obviously, because we've been off season. So it's a strange one in that respect, but I was just excited to go over here first and foremost, meet the boys, which I've met the majority today, and it seems a really good squad, and I'm excited to get going.
Anybody here that you've known from the past you were playing against or with?
Passing Dom on the way out. Quite good friends with Dom. Although he was leaving, he spoke very highly. Obviously, I've played against a couple of the boys many times, and Mark Connor was actually my captain at Kilmarnock when I was coming through. So, yeah, I know a few of the boys, and it seems a really good group, so it's exciting.
Nicky Lowe spoke very complimentary of you about how you play, but how would you describe your style of play?
I've not seen his article. I'll need to text him, and I'll be paying later on. But I was actually with him at Queen of the South when I was young. Probably similar to Nicky, he's a wee bit deeper than me, but I like to go on the ball, hopefully make things happen and score and create goals, and I work hard, I'd like to say. So I've just, as I say, get my fitness up and hopefully show you all that soon.
What are your targets for the remainder of the season?
Look, when I checked the league table upon first signing, agreeing to sign, Shamrock looked way out in front, but you can see what happens when you get a couple of results going your way. If the boys can dig in when the game's in hand, hopefully I can join them and have a real push. So it'll be an exciting end to the season, and I'm looking forward to being involved.
And just to finish up, whenever teams bring in a new player, there's always an initiation. Sometimes it's karaoke. What's your song going to be?
I was thinking that. I've got a few in the locker, so I don't know. I'll decide in due time.
This afternoon, you may have seen that in the Daily Record, they were reporting that Adam Bannon was on his way to Brandywell Stadium to negotiate a contract to sign for Derry City. I put that question to Tiernan Lynch, as well as asking him to address the rumours that Moses Dyer is a possibility. Is Adam the player that you've been talking about that can come into midfield and be that creative football player to get things going?
Yeah, that's the intention. He's a lad that obviously he's played in the Scottish Championship now for the last number of years, and played in the team that obviously, unfortunately, struggled a little bit as far as their position in the table was concerned, but got big numbers for them, especially in assists. He's a lad that likes to get on the ball, and he's very brave. He'd play in tight pockets and tight spaces, which is obviously what this league's all about. So we're, as I say, we're really excited about getting Adam in, and I think he'll fit in perfectly to what we want to do and where we want to go.
He was one of the worst kept secrets in Derry for about a week that he was on his way here. Was it an easy negotiation for you?
Yeah, very much so. I think he had obviously done his research and spoke to a lot of people and knew the size of the football club and was excited about coming in a huge fan base and a club that's very hungry to go on and be successful. And as you say, it was an easy sale.
There's been a lot of things released over the last hour or so since we've all been here, especially in the Daily Record about players coming in and players going out. One of them is a young defender. Is there any closer to getting that young defender in?
There's lots of conversations going on. And there's a huge amount of work being done behind the scenes. Unfortunately, until names are on dotted lines, there's nothing's done. There are definitely positions that we feel that we need to strengthen and add to and get a little bit more competition for places. And that's very much our intention.
The 42.ie says as well that Derry had gone after Moses Dyer and that has been turned down. Is there any truth in that?
There's lots of players that we're looking at and talking to. Moses actually isn't one that I'm under any news that he's coming here, but we'll take him if he's available. So we say lots of work going on behind the scenes.
So what happens in the transfer market? Well, we'll keep you up to date as the window stays open. Well, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed our micro podcast here. Don't forget to join us on Drive 105's Match Night Live this coming Friday when Derry City are taking on Drogheda United. Your commentary will be provided by myself, Dee Curran, Stephen McClelland, and Eddie Zadak. And don't forget that if you are in need of audio description, you can hear our commentary through the new City Site service, which you can collect your transmitter receiver from the back of the Mark Farn stand. Till Friday night, I'll see you later on.